This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's 800-259-9231. Joining us in the studio tonight, we do have a special guest host. You may know him from the forums online as MengerFan, but in real life, he's Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. So, Jason, welcome to the show.
Good evening, everyone.
Oh, got to get real close on that microphone, like almost kiss it. Try that again.
Good evening.
That's better. Right. And, of course, Mark's here, as he always is.
As I always are.
All right, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and we're going to go right into your phone calls here to start things out. Let's talk to Wallbound in North Carolina. Wallbound, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to point out a couple of things. Ron Paul's still in the race, correct, guys?
Yeah.
As far as I know, yes.
So why is it when I turn on my television and I watch Fox, and I watch CNN, and I watch MSNBC, why do I only see three candidates?
Well, because basically they have said that John McCain has pretty much sewn up the nomination. I don't pretend to know much about how this whole political thing works, but from what I understand, there's this convention that they have, and you get delegates assigned to you based on how many votes you got in the primary. So John McCain has got like 20 times the delegates as Ron Paul. So essentially, presuming John McCain makes it to the convention and doesn't have a heart attack, he'll probably get the nomination from, I mean, it's almost a sure thing that he'll get the nomination from the Republicans. Is that how you understand it, Mark? Am I close on this?
Yeah, pretty accurate.
So, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, well, it's upsetting that you see the television going on and on and on and on about Hillary should drop out, she should do this, she should do that, and there's not even a mention. The reason people don't know who Ron Paul is because you've not seen any advertisements, you've not seen really on any of the TV, so I don't know. But I'd just like to point out that John McCain, Paula called in last night or a couple weeks ago or something like that about John McCain not being born a sovereign citizen of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
He is, if he was born on a military base, that is more or less sovereign nation to the United States. It's kind of like an embassy.
So you're saying it does qualify then?
It does qualify, yes. My brother was born on a military base and he is a United States citizen.
It would seem to me that it would be unfair to that a guy happened to be born on a military base in the United States as opposed to a guy born on a military base elsewhere just because his father or mother were deployed, that he should not then be able to be the president of the United States.
That won't work, but I don't know about Hillary now. I know that if they won't let I'll be back be president, then they might fly with her, and I'd kind of be happy with that one.
Very good, Wallbound. Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So the media will use any excuse it can to not cover Ron Paul. I mean, we certainly saw that when he was more of a contender, that they tried to marginalize and ignore him as much as possible. And now that he, by all accounts, is not much of a contender anymore, that there is no chance that he could possibly get the nomination, then they see no reason whatsoever to give him any coverage. Though he has been appearing on the occasional news show simply to comment on economic matters. I think that he's been making the rounds to some extent simply because what he says about the dollar is absolutely true, and some people are starting to figure that out.
I do think that that's one of the really valuable things about the campaign is that Ron Paul got a lot more exposure. No one had ever heard of him before. Now most people haven't heard of him, and he's making the rounds on the cable news networks, and I think that in and of itself is great. So I'm happy with the amount of money that I put towards the campaign. I'm reasonably happy with how the campaign was prosecuted. The results are good.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. I mentioned an email last night that we didn't have a chance to get to, so I wanted to share at least a portion of it here. It's from Christina. She says, I just started listening to your show a while back, and after hearing you guys talk about all the problems with government schools, I thought I would tell my story. She says that basically I graduated from high school not so long ago, diploma and all, but with what? About a fifth grade education, severe depression, and experiences I have yet to get over. So how did this come to be? I was a normal kid. I loved school. and I'd been at the top of my class. Even when I was young, I dreamed of going to a college and being successful. I never got into trouble at school, stayed away from drugs, never talked back to adults or any of that. Sounds like she was a model student.
Sounds
as
fine to me.
The system is looking to turn out. I should have been fine, and nothing should have happened, but it did. It started with my history teacher in junior high. You see, he had a tendency to sexually harass the female students in his classes. He would make sexual comments to the girls. If they were, for instance, any wearing skirts, he would drop an assignment he was passing out on the ground and then slowly glance up their skirts as he got up.
Classy. How old, what grade was this? I'm sorry.
Junior high, so that would be middle school. Okay. Anyway, and she says he would also do various other things. Most kids knew about this particular teacher, and many girls had gone to the principal and the school counselor to tell them about it, but they never did anything. When it started to happen to me, I had a hard time with it, and I also went to the school counselors and was told, well, we've gotten a lot of complaints, we'll look into it. But they never did. When he held me after class one day and said he was going to have to ask me to search my backpack, I got worried. There was no reason why he should do that. He did so slowly and started looking at me where he shouldn't, then proceeded to ask me about my clothing sizes, and he said he could buy me some new clothes that he thought would look great on me.
How bizarre.
Pretty creepy situation here. After that, she says, I was too embarrassed to come to his classes. I was afraid of being caught skipping his class, and I'd never done so before, meaning she'd never skipped class before. So I just started staying home altogether a lot, saying I was sick. My mother had let me at the time, but the problem is neither of us knew how strict the school was with their truancy policy.
Mm.
As you can guess, after a while, I got summoned to truancy court, and when I was there, they put me in handcuffs.
Is there such thing as truancy court? What is this?
I doubt she's making this up. I mean, there are laws out there, Mark, that say that parents who don't have their kids registered in a government-approved private school or in some sort of government-approved homeschooling situation are in violation of whatever the truancy law is, and the parents can be jailed for not sending their kids to school. In fact, she says that not only was she put in handcuffs in the truancy court, the judge told my parents and I that he could send them to jail for not making me go to school. I got a fine and was sentenced to 50 hours of community service. And if that wasn't bad enough, the judge gave me an ultimatum. Either I spend a few weeks in a juvenile detention center, or I can choose to go to an alternative school program instead. Now, she says, I don't know about you, but at that moment, being in handcuffs for the first time in my life and being just 13 years old, never having gotten into trouble before, there I am in court like a criminal being told I can go to some jail-like place or this other school program. I was so terrified, and I didn't know any better, so I chose the latter. And that's how I ended up in one of those special schools that people hear about. They hear about the schools and they think mainly they're for kids with problems or they're for troublemakers. Or perhaps they have
some... That's how I ended up there. I was a troublemaker.
Disability. But to tell you the truth, the one I was in, a lot of them were just normal kids like I was who somehow got screwed over by the system. Says once I was in the school, I was never able to get out and go to a normal school again. They said I was in there for a reason, that they couldn't trust me in a regular school again, and that I needed a special environment, otherwise I wouldn't have been there. So much for learning, the school didn't have any curriculum above a fifth grade level. I was never able to advance, and during this period of time I'd gone through so much, I was put in handcuffs at this place many times and hauled off to some youth center in a police car. What for, you might wonder? What could I have done for them to send two policemen after me so many times and take me off in handcuffs? Once was during a sex education class. My parents never signed the slip giving their consent. They told me all I had to do was let the school know that they didn't want me in that class and I'd be okay. However, the school wouldn't accept this, and when I told them this, instantly I was told I was talking back and that that wasn't accepted. When I tried to explain to them, saying if they would just call my parents, that was too much, and they said that since I wasn't able to comply, I would have to go. And that was the first time. A little bit more about her story here and how a regular kid who, by all accounts, was not a bad kid, ended up in the bad kid school and ended up just on the outside, on the outskirts of the system, and she says she's been damaged by all this. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is April 6th.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and the Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, so the yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you. Joining us also tonight.
And Osborne.
And Mark.
I guess he's going by Osborne. Jason Osborne from SACL CAI sitting in. Visiting the wonderful state of New Hampshire.
Yeah, checking out different places today. Saw a house and, toured the state.
More like a farm. They had facilities for milking cows and keeping pigs.
Welcome
chickens.
To New Hampshire.
It was awesome.
So, of course, good to have you here. We will continue here with your phone calls in a moment. Just want to finish this email from Christina talking about how she says her life was ruined by the government school system. Says she was a good kid, never did anything wrong, but at one point there was one particular teacher in her junior high class that was, Well, being a little too sexual towards her and her friends, she decided that she didn't want to go back, and as a result of that, they then threatened her and her parents. They threatened her parents with jail time, and they told her that she either had to go to a juvenile detention facility, or she would have to go to the special school. So she went to the troubled kids school, and that's where the trouble continued. Because once you're in the troubled kids school, they figure you have a reason to be there, so you can't leave the troubled kids school.
And then they turn you into a troubled kid.
Well, that's what she's saying here. She said that they came and they put handcuffs on her a number of times for just nonsense. Apparently Pokemon was also against the rules, so she got in trouble for that too. And she goes on to talk about how she says, finally, after I was old enough to graduate, she said, I went through this all the way up until that point. And since it was a special school, it didn't matter what kind of education I had. I just got a diploma, meaning that, as she said before, she didn't get what she considered above a fifth grade education. And my life afterwards is pretty screwed. You can't do too much with such a low education, so much for the successful life I always imagined, so much for getting into a great college or university. I once used to be at the top of my class with dreams and ambitions, and now here I am with nothing. With all my experiences with things that happened, I have a bad case of depression. All those years are gone, and I can't make them up. None of it should have happened, but there's not much I can do, and I know I'm not the only one. In fact, it hasn't been long since I graduated. That school is still there, and not so long ago, I saw a kid being escorted out in handcuffs while driving by in a desperate attempt.
Bizarre. Kids being taken out of school in handcuffs. That's just strange to me.
In a desperate attempt to do something about the situation and that school, I thought to talk to the head of the local school district. But what do you know? The lady who was the principal of the school when I went there is now the head of the school district. So much for that. From Danielle. I think that the thing obviously the story here is sad, and the government school system is despicable, and the idea that people should be forced to go to this government school system is awful. But I don't think that she should. I understand that school at this point, she sounds like she's fresh out of high school. So I understand that all her life has been government school.
Right.
All of her conscious, knowing life has been this experience of governmental school. I don't think that you should create sort of this self-fulfilling prophecy that, you know, you're not going to be able to have a good life. I think that's nonsense, personally.
Yeah, that's where I was going to chime in, too. You know, high school, inconsequential to life. That's just the truth of it.
But that's not what they tell you. And so she's been told that you need to have this high school diploma in order.
I was thinking about it earlier today or yesterday. I can't remember which. It all blends together. But a high school diploma really is useless. I know parents don't want to hear me say this to their kids out there, but I'm not saying that I think education is useless. I think education is very useful. But a high school diploma, whether it's from a government school or from a private school, is such a it's such a non-achievement that doesn't really matter. If you were to decide in 10th grade, you know, I think I'd like to go to college now. You could take your GED and go right on to college at the community school. You probably wouldn't be able to get into a top-rated university doing something like that. I suppose a high school diploma is necessary for getting into a big, fancy university. However, I would not recommend that most students go directly to university anyway.
Sure.
I think that community college is probably the way to go if you're going to do college at all. And I think that most kids that go to college don't use that degree, and it's of no use, their college degree, and it's of no use to them anyway.
I've seen it over and over again with my friends.
Education is good, but I'm educated. I never made it through college. I've educated myself through reading. I read voraciously. I read a great deal. And so I think that kids can are told about this high school diploma as though this is the panacea. This is the thing that's going to solve everything.
Mm-hmm.
Your high school diploma is not going to make you any money in this world. Now, yes, I'll bet you that people that with high school diplomas make more money than people without. But that's chickens and eggs, okay? Is it that people that make more money get high school diplomas, or is it that people with high school diplomas make more money? I think it's the former, that in fact that people that make more money get high school diplomas simply because they're the kind of people that are driven to do these things. They complete their tasks. I think completing tasks is good. So, you know, maybe completing high school would be good for you. I'm not saying it's not, but what I am saying is,
a diploma.
Yeah. It's just not that big of a deal. What went on You know, I know it's, it was a bad experience. Absolutely.
Maybe, Mark, maybe beyond the fact that, you know, what you're suggesting is that certain people that don't have high school diplomas would be less likely to be motivated, perhaps there's also a factor to where they are programmed to believe that they can't be successful. It's what I think you're hearing and what Christina is saying here, programmed to believe they can't be successful. And if you believe you can't be successful, odds are really stacked against you as far as whether or not you're actually going to be successful. So she, I think, believes she's in this paradigm, this sort of typical paradigm that in order to be successful in America, you must graduate high school, go to college, get a college diploma, and then you can finally make it. And there are plenty of instances and examples of cases where that's just not necessary, or there have been some tremendously successful people that have not gotten a college diploma. Some, I believe Dave Thomas from Wendy's, I don't think he even finished high school. You know, the Wendy's commercials, the guy's dead now, but Dave Thomas, he made it. He was huge. I mean, the Wendy's. He did all that with less than a high school education. So
Dave's trotted out a great deal in this particular instance, but Dave's so old he's dead, right? So he's not the he's from a different generation.
People still know Wendy's. They still know Wendy's.
He's from a different generation, but
Bill Gates dropped out of college.
I'm willing to tell you right now, I consider myself to be doing just fine. I finished high school from one of those special schools.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, you know, I went to prison and I, you know, took some college courses while I was there and took some college courses when I got out, decided I didn't like the business model behind college and didn't go anywhere with it.
I went to 2 years of community college and I wish I could have my time back. It didn't do anything for me. I had to unlearn some of the stuff I learned at community college. It didn't get me my job when I was in radio. Never was a factor that I had an associate's degree in radio and television broadcasting. Never once was that a factor in me getting a job in radio.
That because nobody in radio has one of those. Radio's about, especially talk shows, it's about talent. It has nothing to do with having gone to school for it.
And success is more about your mindset, I think, than anything else.
It really is.
And your drive and, you know, deciding what you want and moving towards that. But if you've decided that you can't have success, if you've decided that, oh, well, my life has been ruined by government high school, then you're done for.
Yeah.
So change that mentality and, you know, try to be more positive about things. Jason, would love your comments here as the one man sitting at the table who has gone to college.
Right.
A lot of it doesn't do you any good.
800-259-9231. We'll find out what I don't even know what you majored in, so maybe I want to find out if it's even relating to what you're doing today. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89144. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Osborne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Those features, by the way, include the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. So enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You're not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. That's LibertarianSeminars.com.
800-259-9231. If you want to call in and share your educational experience with us, did you find that college was worth it for you? Are you using your college degree today if you are someone who has one of them? We're reading an email. What started all this was an email from Danielle. She sounds like she's fresh out of the government school system, and boy, did it do some damage to her. She was sent to a special school because she was skipping class. As a result, the reason why she was skipping class was because her teacher was sexually harassing her. They didn't fire the teacher. They sent her to a special school where she continued to be abused by the system. And now she's chalking up all of her depression and her problems to her experience in the government school. And I think the main message I want to get across to her is that just because you had a bad last 12 years or however long it's been.
Right. And I don't want to minimize that was true.
There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt. But that doesn't mean that you have to have a bad life. It doesn't mean you have to be depressed. It doesn't mean you have to be unsuccessful. It doesn't mean you have to be a loser. Not at all. They lie to you. I mean, they tell you over and over again when you're in the government school system that you've got to get your diploma and then you've got to go to college if you want to be successful. And it's just nonsense.
It's absolutely nonsense because the one thing about a diploma is my diploma is good for nothing other than me being able to check a box on an employment application, which I haven't entered one in years.
Mm-hmm.
Check a box on an employment application saying, yes, I have a high school diploma. Now, what would stop me from checking that box if I didn't have one? Certainly, it wouldn't be the pre-algebra class that was required for graduation, considering I took trigonometry. Being one credit shy or whatever, it just doesn't... It doesn't make a difference.
Now, it's easy for us to sit here and say, Mark, well, we didn't need college for our lives, and we didn't. We're, I don't know, successful-ish.
But we're certainly on the road. I mean, you know.
There's a man who's sitting here in the studio. Osborne's here with us. He is the man behind SACL CAI, and arguably far more successful than the both of us combined.
He's what's making Free Talk Live successful now.
He's our prime sponsor. There's no doubt about it. He did go to college. In fact, you went to graduate school in addition to college, so you really went through a lot of schooling. And you said right before we went to break that, what did you say? It wasn't worth it?
Depends. It depends on what you're interested in. I say treat it as a consumption good and not an investment good. If your idea is to make a lot of money and be successful in life, college is a waste of your time. If, on the other hand, you have someone else to pay for it for you, and you're not paying out of your own pocket or your parents' pockets, then by all means, go and enjoy yourself. You can meet a lot of cool people and spend time with professors and engaging in intellectual activities, and it's a good time.
So how so you mean like a fund, a scholarship fund, or a you know,
exactly
something like that.
Rich donors who have
parents.
It in their mind that they want to see you enjoy that particular lifestyle for 4 years.
Is that how it was for you, or did you pay for yourself?
I absolutely did not pay for it myself.
Okay, so how has it helped you in your career as a collections guy?
Absolutely not whatsoever.
So you're making lots of money, you drive a Porsche, you live in a giant house, and you think your PhD is of no value.
Yeah, I don't know about lots of money, but I definitely do not use the PhD on a daily basis. But what it did buy me was 4 or more years of hanging out with really cool people that I still keep in contact with, and it has created a network for me. And I also met my wife in college, so...
Okay. The networking part is cool, but as far as making money, is it valuable? The networking part?
Not at this point, but that's not to say that
it could be for someone
at some point.
But you can meet people outside of college. I mean, there are other ways to network, especially in the business world. I mean, Mark, you used to belong to the Young Professionals Group back in Sarasota. Mm-hmm. That essentially was nothing but networking,
right.
Was it not?
The same with Rotary, which I belong to, and I wouldn't necessarily recommend the Rotary for networking, at least for young professionals, simply because
those are old guys.
It was a lot of old guys,
those are old guys who are going to vacate positions and die very soon.
That's true. That is true. So there you go. You heard it from a guy who's spent a good chunk of his life in school. It has not helped one iota with being successful and running a business. And that's not what they teach you in college, right? I understand they have business classes, but for the most part, they don't teach entrepreneurship, do they? They don't teach how to be successful. They just teach how to plug yourself into some corporate environment, how to get a job and, you know, keep that job and advance up through the ladder at most, right?
I mean, if these people knew how to be entrepreneurs and be successful, they wouldn't be doing it. They wouldn't be teaching classes.
That's a good point. Yeah, and exactly. If you're in college, you're spending time in college. If you want to go out and start your own business, why spend 4 years in college paying someone else to tell you what to do when you could take that money that you would have spent on college and start your own business with it?
Right. My wife has a bachelor's in some kind of psychology that she's qualified to be a drug treatment counselor. I think substance abuse, I think, is what her particular degree is in. And she certainly had a degree in that that paid very poorly when we met. Had a career in that and paid very poorly when we met. And now she's a stay-at-home mom and likely will do that for quite some time. So I have the distinct pleasure of paying off her college.
Oh, how nice.
I never went.
So if you want to share your story.
She's well worth it, mind you. But however, the degree,
not so much.
Not so much.
800-259-9231. So Christina or I'm confused, actually. It's Danielle's how she signed it. The email came from Christina. Anyway, Danielle or Christina, whatever your name is, and to anyone out there who perhaps did not go to college and is feeling bummed out about it, you've been propagandized. That's it and that's all. I think a lot of the people that don't graduate high school or don't go to college, they just tell themselves a story about how, well, I can't be successful now. And then, voila, you aren't successful.
Yep.
Self-fulfilling prophecy is what they call it in psychology.
College does not mean success. I guess that's what I'm trying to say here is that a high school diploma in and of itself does not mean success. Is it a good thing? Yeah, maybe, depending on the circumstances. Maybe, you know, if you didn't get it, I wouldn't go rushing off to get one. Maybe a GED would be worth the time to invest in. Certainly educating yourself, self-education is very valuable. But, you know, when it comes to college, I often think I'd like to go back to college to get a degree in history or economics or both.
But only, only for fun, right?
Right, right, because I like those things. But really, the question is, why do I want that? A, I can tell you first off, because I want to go to the history class and I want to argue with the history professor about you know, what his belief of history is.
Yeah.
And the economics professor as to what their beliefs in economics are. So, you know, I'm already reasonably educated in these for
all
fields.
You know, though, they might just have a lecture class where no questions are allowed to be asked.
They may very well have that. And so I know that this won't help me. If I want to learn about economics, I can do so
online
with the multiple. Yeah, well, there's lots of books. I prefer to read a book rather than go
online.
Either way. I just don't like reading.
Self-education, you can do it at your pace. You can choose the materials that you want to absorb. I don't see any reason whatsoever to go to college unless, as Jason said, you absolutely need it for your chosen career path. So to our emailer, I would suggest that if you should, first of all, you should decide what it is you want to do with your life. If you want to wallow in your self-misery for the rest of time, there'll be plenty of, you know, you're welcome to do that. But if you want to...
I think that, by the way, that wallowing in self-misery, I think there's a certain amount of that's necessary in times of healing. You know, I mean, it's not productive, but I think that's part of the healing process to some extent. Don't get stuck in it.
So what I would suggest is you decide what it is that you want. And if what it is you want does require college, well, then you better work to figure out how to get and go and do that. But if what it is you want doesn't require college, being successful does not require college. So figure out a way to provide a product or a service to the marketplace that people will voluntarily pay you for, and you'll be fine. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, April 11th through the 13th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. and it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our 1 hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Osborne and Ravage.
Mark Ravage is the studio kitty. 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with that program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month. We take it in, turn it around, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations across the country to spread the message of freedom and liberty. And so if that's valuable to you and you want to get some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in line, chat room, and more, go to amp.freetalklive.com. And if you've signed up in the past few days, do be patient. I will get to processing all of you. It's usually a once-a-week thing, usually on Saturday. I spend hours pouring through the amplifiers.
No, you poor baby.
So let's go to the phone calls here. We're talking about college and whether or not it's even worthwhile. Maybe. Depends on what you want to do with your life. If you want to be successful, you don't have to go to college. If you want to be an entrepreneur, you certainly don't have to go to college. If you want to be an engineer or a doctor, well, you probably have to go to college. But for the most part, for most people, I think over 90%, and I know I don't have the statistics exactly, but I believe it's over 90% of people that graduate college never actually utilize the degree that they graduated college for.
Now,
so,
I want to defend the opposing position here for a moment, if I could.
Okay, I've got to go to the phones.
No, terribly sorry. The I knew somebody who ran a magazine, and her degree was in something other than what she was doing, running a magazine. I don't think there's a degree in running a magazine. And she said it was immensely valuable to her. Now, I didn't get to ask a whole bunch of questions beyond that. Those kind of things. But she felt as though it was valuable to her. So
okay, that's an anecdote. Let's go to Lou in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lou.
Yeah, there. Yeah, you guys already took the word out of my mouth. I was going to say, if you want to go into engineering, you better go to college, and you've got to go to grad school now too.
Yeah, if you want to be a lawyer, if you want to be a doctor, if you want to be a lawyer, go get your head examined. If you want to be a doctor, you have to go to college. If you want to be an engineer, you have to go to college. If you want to play for some big, giant, amazing symphony, likely you should have gone to college for a music degree. At least that seems to be how they all get there. However, I think that if you were a virtuoso by age 15, it wouldn't make a difference. But you need college for some things.
Now, it wasn't that long ago you didn't even need a college degree to be an engineer. Like my grandpa was a big-time engineer for Northrop Grumman. I don't think he graduated from high school.
Wow. You still don't. I mean, you can, it's just easier to get a job because in order to get through the resume sifters, they want to see specific keywords, and they'll throw it in the trash if they don't see, BSE or whatever on there.
Are there apprenticeships available? Is there another track that you could take?
Yeah, you can. Well, let's say you want to be a technician, you still got to go to college for that. And that's a minimum 2-year degree, normally 4-year now, and then, you know, you can get in that way. But normally, even when you're an undergrad, you still have to have, you know, it's good to do an apprenticeship. That'll get your foot in the door easier.
Yeah, I know that as an example of a similar situation, at least in the world of healthcare, we had a caller tell us at one time that, you know, if you wanted to go to school to get into the healthcare world, that you could just get a gig at, like, a hospital, and then they might actually pay to send you to school. That if you kept working for them and you promised to keep working for them, essentially, that they would pay to put you on a special kind of career track to where you would actually not have to pay a dime to go to medical school. So there are alternative ways to pay for these things and to get involved. But once again, only if you need the college for that particular career. And most careers, you just don't.
Here's a strategy I would be willing to accept as an employer. If someone came to me without a degree for maybe a high-tech type job, and they said, hey, Osborne, I'll work for you for 2 years for nothing. I don't have a degree, but then if I prove myself in 2 years, then you can start paying me as if I did have a degree. You would save yourself a crap load of money and time by employing that strategy, and I would save some money.
Yeah,
that's already being done. They have non-paid internships, and if you ask me, it's the slave labor. You know, because if you've already been through 3 years of college and you get an unpaid internship, they're still getting productivity out of you. So,
well, it's not slave labor because you've chosen to do it. Indentured servitude might be better.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's a tough proposition for someone, though, Jason or Osborne, because then they have to live. How did I mean, if you're going to work full-time for you, then you've got a, what, right, a night job or something?
That's better than going to school full-time and paying out of your own pocket $60,000 a year or whatever the hell it costs right now.
Yeah, this is true.
I mean,
especially if you're paying for the school
nothing
yourself.
Nothing is a lot more than negative $60,000.
Right. So, yeah, that's if you're paying for school yourself versus having your parents pay for you or something like that. Makes sense. And I think that that's absolutely sensible. I mean, that's how I got my foot in the door with the radio business, was I was an intern for 9 months. I worked for free for 9 months, driving a van, setting up banners, and hooking up equipment, and getting paid nothing. And I was the lowest man on the totem pole, but then there was an opportunity that opened up to do the overnight shift on the weekends, and so began my my on-air career.
Don't you think it's kind of crappy that you take that you go to college for all that time and get a degree, and then you've got to do an unpaid internship in order to get into the business? And you probably couldn't even get the unpaid internship if you didn't go to college. I mean,
that wasn't my case, but I'm sure some people have that. You mean with, like, healthcare?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever degree.
That's
whatever.
Pretty crappy.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to Tony. Listening in Texas on KTAE. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how you guys?
Turn down your radio. Tony, please. Tony?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, what I was going to talk about was, you know, what you guys were just talking about, the college and the school. My parents, they came from actually Taiwan and China, and this was back in the 70s, and they had no college or any educational degrees at all.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, most people consider them successful. They have a business at a restaurant, and it's been running for a good 20-some-odd years, and they're making more than, you know, most doctors and stuff, you know, about $200,000 a year. So
nice.
It really depends on, I guess, like what you were saying earlier. I was listening to radio, you had me turning down. But college is more geared, the way I see it, is that specific careers, like, you know, the engineers and doctors and stuff, because last thing I want somebody to do is operate on me like a doctor without any, you know, classes or anything like that, you know?
Sure. And no, you know, hospital is going to hire a doctor with no classes and no experience, so.
Right. You know, they're not going to learn hands-on on how to operate on somebody. But at the same time, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to go to school to be successful. One thing, this is a quote that I guess I stole or heard somewhere. It was success. Success is the way I define it, because that's such a loose term, is joy is the only measure of success. You know, finding what you're most interested in doing and what makes you happy.
But absolutely. There is no set amount of money that defines success. It's all in your head. You're totally right about that. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
I guess in my situation, you know, I pretty much could have aced high school, but I did real good in high school, but I really didn't care. For this. You know, to me, it was actually way too easy. At the same time, when I went to college, man, I hated it. And now what I do is actually I run my parents' restaurant. At the same time, I have rental properties. And the ironic thing is my rental properties is that I make more money than most people make $10 an hour working 40 hours a week.
You don't need a degree to do those things, do you?
Right. And you make all that money sitting on your butt, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You collect the rent checks and cash them and maybe fix the house occasionally.
Yeah, I might have to work maybe an hour a month. You know, it's the front-end education that, you know, motivating yourself, doing things on your own, you know, like your own mindset, like you always say.
Right, and they don't teach you that in college, right? Did they
No, not at all. They teach you how to sit there and read their book and do it their way, not be creative, and, you know, just follow by the books. But, you know, you don't learn anything new or, you know.
It's a great call, Tony. Thank you for dialing in tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Another example of a self-made man, someone who's successful on his own. I love his definition of success. It's not about how much you're making or if you're making more than someone else. It's about how you feel.
You know, here's another thing I've been thinking about in the last couple of weeks is I really love cars. I'm big into cars, and I like them, all different kinds. If I had all the cars that I wanted, I would have a garage with, 100 cars in them. But
all be destroyed driving on these New Hampshire roads.
Right. And I drive a little crap box. But that little crap box is worth so little. Provides me with such freedom because I fear nothing about the happening to the car. I could spill coffee in it. Who cares?
Yeah.
I could have it confiscated by the police. Who cares? I've got freedom as opposed to luxury.
More on the way. You can chime in here if you'd like. Hour 2's coming up. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know.